Random House Audio presents An Arsonist's Guide to Writers' Homes in New England by Brock Clark. Read for you by Daniel Passer. At the end of an hour, we saw a faraway town sleeping in a valley by a winding river, and beyond it on a hill, a vast gray fortress with towers and turrets, the first I had ever seen out of a picture. "Bridgeport," said I, pointing. "Camelot," said he. Mark Twain, a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. The memoirs written by the members of the Autobiographical Association already had a number of factors in common. One of them was nostalgia, another was paranoia, a third was a transparent craving on the part of the authors to appear likable. I think they probably lived out their lives on the principle that what they were and did and wanted should above all look pretty. Typing out and making sense out of these compositions was an agony to my spirit until I hit on the method of making them expertly worse, and everyone concerned was delighted with the result. Muriel Spark, Loitering with Intent. Part 1. Chapter 1. I, Sam Pulsiver, am the man who accidentally burned down the Emily Dickinson house in Amherst, Massachusetts, and who in the process killed two people, for which I spent 10 years in prison, and, as letters from scholars of American literature tell me, for which I will continue to pay a high price long into the not-so-sweet hereafter. The story is locally well known, and so I won't go into it here. It's probably enough to say that in the Massachusetts...